whenever you drive, fly, or ride, you're emitting carbon dioxide. And it's not just the way you get around. It's also anytime you turn on lights or plug into an electrical outlet. More than half of the electricity in the U.S. comes from power plants that burn coal, and that's another major source of carbon dioxide. It's a problem because carbon dioxide is a potent greenhouse gas. The vast majority of scientists agree all this carbon dioxide that people produce is trapping heat in the atmosphere and making the planet warmer. David Archer is a climate scientist at the University of Chicago.
The problem with fossil fuels is that the cost of that climate change isn't paid by the person who makes the decision to use the fossil energy. So it's sort of like a bill that we're leaving to, you know, future generations.
Some people say there's a way to pay that bill now. About 36 companies and nonprofits have sprung up in the past few years. They're selling carbon offsets. The idea of a carbon offset is to balance out the carbon dioxide that you emit. In theory, you can do this by investing in something like tree planting or energy projects that don't emit greenhouse gases, such as wind or solar power. First, you can go to one of the group's websites and calculate your carbon footprint. That's all the carbon dioxide you produce by driving, flying, and so on in a year. North Americans have especially big footprints. The companies assign a price per ton of carbon that's emitted. You can decide how much of your carbon emitting you want to balance out. Then you type in your credit card number, and voila, no more guilt. Well, that's the idea anyway. But what if you buy a carbon offset, but you don't change your behavior? If you keep driving and flying and using electricity just as much as before, or maybe more than before, you're still a part of the problem.
You're absolutely still emitting the carbon. The idea is that you're balancing it out through reductions elsewhere.
Tom Arnold is a co-founder of TerraPass. It's a carbon offset company.
Now, this isn't the optimal solution. Of course, you should stop driving. But it's a good way that we can, you know, get you involved in the dialogue and help you reduce emissions somewhere else.
And you can get a little sticker for your car to show that you're in the offsetting club. But Tom Arnold admits there aren't a whole lot of drivers of huge SUVs buying offsets.
We have this nice little SUV sticker. It's pretty pricey, and it's a horrible seller. Most of our members already drive passenger cars. They drive very efficient cars. They're doing the right things. They're just looking for a tool to balance the rest of their impact out to zero.
Erasing your carbon footprint sounds pretty positive, but there are quite a few critics of the carbon offset industry. They point out there aren't any agreed-on standards for what an offset is, and prices are all over the map. So it's not always clear what you're getting for your money. Mark Trexler is president of Trexler Climate and Energy Services. He's a consultant who reviews the group's selling carbon offsets. He says you do have to ask questions about what you're buying.
Am I putting my money into something that wouldn't have happened anyway? Because if somebody would have built that windmill anyway, or if they would have done whatever it is you're helping pay for anyway, you're not really rendering yourself climate neutral.
Trexler says there are certification programs in the works so consumers can know more about what they're buying. But the people who are buying offsets now say it feels like they're making a difference. Kate Madigan bought offsets. She started thinking about it when she was awake at night, worrying about the world her new baby would live in.
You know, some people say, oh, global warming is going to change the world in 100 years, but I'll be gone by then. But I think that's a horrible way to look at things because we're leaving the world too. A lot of people that we love.
Madigan says she doesn't think carbon offsets alone will really solve the problem. She says she thinks it'll take a lot of harder choices, too, like driving less and using less electricity. Supporters say that's the real power of offsets, getting people to talk about the role they play in global warming. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.